Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you tonight. This is Colors of Our Ancestors. I'm glad to come to you, and I'll thank you, Bright Star and Brother Raymond, up in St. Paul, Minnesota, up in Indianapolis, Indiana. Yesterday we was there. And we're still talking about some of the proper Colors of Our Ancestors tonight. I got a few texts here to ask questions. I want to tell you the whole atmosphere in the universe is changing. And when it changes, changing for me and you to go to the next level. Crossing over with our ancestors and the blood of our ancestors at the altar. You might say, Bishop, what's happening? We're going to have a drought over in California, up in Las Vegas, and out that west, it's going to be a drought. And then here in the south and in the Midwest, you ain't seen it yet, but you're going to see pavement buckle. You're going to hear about roads just going to tear loose because it's going to get so hot. I was in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it was 101. And, I mean, it was hot up there. But people were going about their business doing what they do. But tonight I'm going to come to you. Hope you got your Bibles together because I want to give you the knowledge and the wisdom of God. When you get the knowledge and the wisdom of God, the ancestors always would give you a heads up. Somebody called me and said they were real sick. And I prayed for them and I got a letter back. They said he was doing all right. I was in St. Paul, Minnesota yesterday, and Brightside had so many people waiting in the waiting room. And guess what? These weren't black folks, these white folks waiting to get a healing, to get a cleansing. And she said, Bishop, you see, we're coming to get the help, and we have to come and get our help together. Diabetes, high blood sugar, all of that is because you ain't cleaning your colon out. And sometimes you need to call me while I can give you what you need to do. Tonight, I'm praying for those that crossed over. Last night, we talked about the power of God. And I want to talk about what's going on. Now, if you got a need to plant a seed, yep, plant a seed. And I was talking to Mary Hawkins. She said, Bishop, we've been on about 5 or 6 years doing the same thing. And I always tell you, if you got a need, you plant a seed. I ask you to tithe, you seed. When you seed, you're going to get a break because you're seeding for something. When I went to the garden, I put that corn in, it's popping up now. I said, look at this here. See, because you have to be able to open your fist up and let out. You can't hold everything tight. You got to let it out to get what you want. Prayer. Anointing of the Holy Spirit. Okay. I've always been taking all this month, the 23rd number song. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Put that in your Bible, read it constantly. My grandmother song with the 23rd number song. She read that daily. And when we go to table, supper table, somebody she have to read 23rd number song before we eat. So that's the Psalms of David. David was acknowledging God. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. And when you acknowledge God, God will give you the desires of your heart. Thank you, kind spirit. I want to prophesy this for this month right here. This month, you're going to see lots of flooding going on. Then you're going into next month, the end of this month, you're going to see the sun going to be so hot, concrete going to buckle. And then right behind that, you're going to have storms and floods back to back. Okay? I've seen what Trump lied so much. I've seen it on TV today, where this man is not fit to be no president or be back in office. You know, we need somebody that's honest and fair. Then I've seen again where the police were out in the hallway with the pistols and the guns and the bulletproof vest, and they didn't go get them kids. They let those kids die, and they enforced the blood at the altar of those kids being killed is from Washington, D.C. Every murder that's going on with them assault rifles, the Republican Party would not ban them. And when you don't ban them assault rifles, anybody can get killed. You'd be in the mall. One lady was on Indiana. The boy shot on Indiana, and they killed her on King Drive. That's how dangerous them assault weapons is. So I'm saying ban the assault weapons. That's what we got to do. And that should be our goal. Mary Hawkins, I want you to read the 23rd number. I think each and every one that come tonight, I might give you a prophecy on your ancestor. Okay, let me do that. Mary, get ready. Let me put Mary on. Mary, put your hands up because so many people don't know where you at. You know, because there's a lot of people online. Okay, I think I see you now. I see you right there. Okay. But when Mary getting the 23rd number song together, I want to give, I think that's Mary. Oh, I see you. Y'all somebody else right here. Hold on. Hold on. That's somebody else I thought was Mary. Okay. Now, I got you, Mary. Hold on. You know, when a lot of people come on, it's hard to find your number. Now, I got your number now. But before Mary get ready to read the 23rd number song, I'm going to give a couple of prophets out, crossing over. I want to go to 30-30. As I see you, I want you to take a slow down and work with your health. God's going to bless you. Your mother come into you and she's down at the table. And the little girl that you got, she's bringing this to your mother. And I want you to read Psalm 71. Thank you, Chancellor. I'm going to 23-23 out of Detroit. I want to tell you, Ray, I hear the name Ray, and I hear the name Mag. I don't know who that is. But I want that to be a blessing for you. And I want you to read Psalms 48 and Psalm 50. That'd be a blessing for you. Now, I'm going to Mary Rita, the 23rd number song for us. You're on now. Thank you, Pastor.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thank you for that reading. I want to say to you tonight, stick with God. Don't give up praying. Don't give up because God is going to do a new thing with you people. Mary, your prophecy, what I want to give you prophecy, it's time for you to move to the next level. Next level to open up your business and let God flow for you. And I want to say to you all as well, I got a scripture for everybody to read. Exodus 14:14. Some of you don't understand that. You see, some of you, lady called me and said, "Bitch, give me prophecy." I said, "Well, when I give you prophecy, it don't work because you ain't changed." See, when God tells you something, you have to make a change. See, when God took Enoch up, alive. Enoch didn't die. We all got to die. He didn't die. He went up to heaven. And God said, "I'm going to give you prophecy on on what's going to be going on now. And before I go off the air, I'm going to play this little Enoch where you might see it, okay? There's some things going on in your life. And you got to trust God all the way. And when you trust God all the way, good things happen. I want you to go knowing, sowing, and flowing in the right direction, and that's God. I called a couple of preachers. I said, since I'm up at, I'm going to have St. Paul when we go to Ephesia and get you some holy water. There's an obligation. We want you to go. Okay. I said, you know, sometimes you have to know how to run the demons and devil. I'm praying for you, April, going through the death in your family. And I'm praying for you, Freddie Taylor, who lost her son, a nephew, and a grandson. And I want to tell you tonight, as we get over in the say, we're crossing over with our ancestor now. If you got somebody in the spirit world, and most ministers just, they tell you one thing, but they don't tell you what the ancestor be saying. I want to tell you, Sister Chelsea, as your father coming to saying all is well, thank you, Chancellor. Tell you, Regina, I want to tell you, Ann, because she's walking with you and you shouldn't get upset. Stay on point and stay focused. I share. And Ann told me to tell Kit, make up your mind what you want to do. She said, you ain't getting no younger. It's time for you to carve out what you want and go to that next level, because you've been tricked and fooled long enough. And when our spirit come to tell you, kid, for you to make a real serious move this year. It's time for you to give it up and turn it loose, she said. And I say. I just want to say that tonight as we cross over. And Pearl, I want you, I hope Pearl is on tonight. I'm just seeing that all is well. I'll tell you what you do. Call me. I won't give your prophecy out. Just call me and I'll tell you what your mother said. Thank you, kind spirit. But all is well. And they're very pleased with you, Mary Hawkins. If you ain't doing one thing, you're doing one thing right, reading the scripture for everybody to listen. I'm praying for you, Maxine. God bless you tonight. And I want to tell you, your mother in the spirit world, she says she wants you to stay focused. Thank you, kind spirit. I want to tell you that. Bright Star, I see your mother in the garden, and she like, smiling and telling you that whatever you want, she said you're able to get it. Then your great-grandfather got a leak and he got a collar with two big lions and traveling up the road with them, and they hunt us. I don't know what they hunt for, but they hunt us. He got them on a leash. All is well. I want you to know that tonight. We're going to go to the book of Enoch, but I want you to reach Exodus 14:14, and I'm going to pray for you for tonight, gone, for your ancestor to come. For your ancestor. Get ready.
So it ain't about the barbecue, about the cooking, it's about bringing blood and family together, bringing mama and sisters together, out of trying to get a decent education, what we can have. So what we're talking about this year that we're going to the next level, divine healing, divine love, divine joy, divine peace, and divine will with the Almighty. And once we come in now, I want to tell you where you might be all the way. If you're in jail, I pray that you get out. Whatever state that you got found, I pray that you come out of it. And you will come out and you'll be victorious. I look some people lost loved ones over the weekend. So people don't understand. It's a pure 100% God speaking to God's name. The spirit of Father, not men,
Oh, and another thing, we are
needed and will visit you. I ain't got to go into a building because God is so big. How can you put God in a building called church? How can you put God in a temple called a temple? How can you put God in a mass? You can't put God in a temple. You can't put God. God is over the universe. God of the wind, God of water, God of the universe. And I'm praying for you and you to let you know all is well. And this hour is a breakthrough for you. I want to pray that the answer in the spirit of all the answers.
Cruise with Norwegian and get everything under the sun. Reopen bar.
The Book of the Watch.
And our church has better life. I lift up the sound of love, the sound of joy. I call on our answer. Go, go.
God bless you tonight as we cross over to our ancestors. And they're sitting watching and what we're doing. But the good example, when God took Enoch up, he said, this is what's going to be happening to the next generation. That's our generation. So God showed, and Enoch went up to heaven, and he didn't die. God just took him on up and showed him the wonders of the world. And we're going to a little bit about that.
From the Book of Enoch.
Now, get your pencil and paper, write your stuff down.
Enoch on the future lot of the wicked and the righteous.
Now, Enoch, God showed Enoch what the fallen angels did, and he showed Enoch the judgment of the angels, but God also showed Enoch our judgment of today, of what's happening in 2020. Two in 2023. So listen very carefully. You'll know that we are weighed and balanced, and we have to come back to God.
Chapter 1. The words of the blessing of Enoch, wherewith he blessed the elect and righteous who will be living in the day of tribulation, when the wicked and godless are to be removed. And he took up his parable and said, Enoch, a righteous man, whose eyes were opened by God, saw the vision of the Holy One in the heavens, which the angels showed me. And from them I heard everything, and from them I understood as I saw, but not for this generation, but for a remote one, which is for to come. Concerning the elect, I said, and took up my parable concerning them, the Holy Great One will come forth from his dwelling, and the Eternal God will tread upon the earth, even on Mount Sinai, and appear from his camp, and appear in the strength of his might from the heaven of heavens. And all shall be smitten with fear, and the watchers shall quake, and great fear and trembling shall seize them unto the ends of the earth. And the high mountains shall be shaken, and the high hills shall be made low, and shall melt like wax before the flame. And the earth shall be wholly rent in sunder, and all that is upon the earth shall perish, and there shall be judgment upon all men. But with the righteous he will make peace, and will protect the elect, and mercy shall be upon them, and they shall all belong to God, and they shall all be prospered, and they shall all be blessed. And he will help them all, and light shall appear unto them, and he will make peace with them. And behold, he cometh with 10,000s of his holy ones to execute judgment upon all, and to destroy all the ungodly, and to convict all flesh of all the works of their ungodliness, which they have ungodly committed, and of all the hard things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Chapter 2. Observe ye everything that takes place in the heaven, how they do not change their orbits, and the luminaries which are in the heaven, how they all rise and set in order, each in its season, and transgress not against their appointed order. Behold ye the earth, and give heed to the things which take place upon it, from first to last, how steadfast they are, how none of the things upon earth change, but all the works of God appear to you. Behold the summer and the winter, how the whole earth is filled with water, and clouds and dew and rain lie upon it. Chapter 3. Observe and see how in the winter all the trees seem as though they had withered and shed all their leaves, except 14 trees which do not lose their foliage, but retain the old foliage from 2 to 3 years till the new comes. Chapter 4. And again, observe ye the days of summer, how the sun is above the earth over against it, and you seek shade and shelter by reason of the heat of the sun. And the earth also burns with growing heat, and so you cannot tread on the earth or on a rock by reason of its heat. Chapter 5. Observe ye how the trees cover themselves with green leaves and bear fruit. Wherefore, give ye heed and know with regard to all his works, and recognize how he that liveth forever hath made them so. And all his works go on thus from year to year forever, and all the tasks which they accomplish for him, and their tasks change not, but according as God hath ordained, so is it done. And behold how the sea and the rivers in like manner accomplish and change not their tasks from his commandments. But ye have not been steadfast, nor done the commandments of the Lord. But ye have turned away and spoken proud and hard words with your impure mouths against his greatness. O ye hard-hearted, ye shall find no peace. Therefore shall he execrate your days, and the years of your life shall perish, and the years of your destruction shall be multiplied in eternal execration, and ye shall find no mercy. In those days ye shall make your names an eternal execration unto all the righteous, and by you shall all who curse, and all the sinners and godless shall imprecate by you. And for you, the godless, there shall be a curse. And all the elect shall rejoice, and there shall be forgiveness of sins, and every mercy and peace and forbearance. There shall be salvation unto them, a goodly light. And for all you sinners, there shall be no salvation. And on you all shall abide a curse. But for the elect, there shall be light and joy and peace. And they shall inherit the earth. And then there shall be bestowed upon the elect wisdom, and they shall all live and never again sin, either through ungodliness or through pride. But they who are wise shall be humble, and they shall not again transgress, nor shall they sin all the days of their life, nor shall they die of the divine anger or wrath. But they shall complete the number of the days of their life. And their lives shall be increased in peace, and the years of their joy shall be multiplied in eternal gladness and peace, all the days of their life. The fall of the angels, the demoralization of mankind, the intercession of the angels on behalf of mankind, the dooms pronounced by God on the angels, the Messianic Kingdom.
This God covenant. Now, this particular scripture, what God telling you, how Michael and Raphael and Gabriel kicked the fallen angels out, 200 of them. He's telling you how God judged them. And Enoch was the one to go to the angels. And they asked Enoch, see, can you talk to God for us? So Enoch went to God, and God didn't want to hear it because they violated. And some of you have violated, and you got a family curse, and you ain't repented from what you're doing, and you don't let the curse fall on your kids.
And it came to pass, when the children of men had multiplied, that in those days were born unto them beautiful and comely daughters. And the angels, the children of the heaven, saw and lusted after them, and said to one another, Come, let us choose us wives from among the children of men, and beget us children. And Semjazah, who was their leader, said unto them, I fear ye will not indeed agree to do this deed, and I alone shall have to pay the penalty of a great sin. And they all answered him and said, Let us all swear an oath, and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecations, not to abandon this plan, but to do this thing. Then swear they all together, and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And there were in all 200 who descended in the days of Jared on the summit of Mount Hermon. And they called it Mount Hermon, because they'd sworn and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And these are the names of their leaders: Semiazaz, their leader, Arikabah, Ramael, Kokabiel, Tamiel, Ramiel, Daniel, Ezekiel, Barakijal, Asael, Amaros, Atarel, Ananel, Zachiel, Samsapiel, Satarel, Turel, Jomjael, Sariel. These are their chiefs of tens. Chapter 7. And all the others together with them took unto themselves wives, each chose for himself one. And they began to go in unto them and defile themselves with them. And they taught them charms and enchantments and the cutting of roots, and made them acquainted with plants. And they became pregnant, and they bare great giants, whose height was 3,000 ells, who consumed the acquisitions of men. And when men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them and devoured mankind. And they began to sin against birds and beasts and reptiles and fish, and to devour one another's flesh and drink the blood. Then the earth laid accusation against the lawless ones. And Azazel taught men to make swords and knives and shields and breastplates, and made known to them the metals of the earth and the art of working them, and bracelets and ornaments and the use of antimony and the beautifying of the eyelids and all kinds of costly stones and all coloring tinctures. And there arose much godlessness, and they committed fornication, and they were led astray and became corrupt in all their ways. Semjazah taught enchantments and root cuttings, Amaros the resolving of enchantments, Barakijal taught astrology, Kokabel the constellations, Ezekiel the knowledge of the clouds, Arachiel the signs of the earth, Shamsiel the signs of the sun, and Sariel the course of the moon. And as men perished, they cried, and their cry went up to heaven. Chapter 9. And then Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel looked down from heaven and saw much blood being shed upon the earth, and all lawlessness being wrought upon the earth. And they said one to another, The earth, made without inhabitant, cries the voice of their crying up to the gates of heaven. And now to you, the holy ones of heaven, the souls of men make their suit, saying, Bring our cause before the Most High. And they said to the Lord of the ages, Lord of lords, God of gods, King of kings, and God of the ages, the throne of thy glory standeth unto all the generations of the ages, and thy name holy and glorious and blessed unto all ages. Thou hast made all things, and power over all things hast thou, and all things are naked and open in thy sight, and thou seest all things, and nothing can hide itself from thee. Thou seest what Azazel hath done, who hath taught all unrighteousness on earth, and revealed the eternal secrets which were preserved in heaven, which men were striving to learn, and Semjazah, to whom thou hast given authority to bear rule over his associates. And they have gone to the daughters of men upon the earth, and have slept with the women, and have defiled themselves, and reveal to them all kinds of sins. And the women have borne giants, and the whole earth has thereby been filled with blood, unrighteousness. And now behold, the souls of those who have died are crying and make their suit to the gates of heaven. And their lamentations have ascended and cannot cease because of the lawless deeds which are wrought on the earth. Thou knowest all things before they come to pass, and thou seest these things, and thou dost suffer them. And thou dost not say to us what we are to do to them in regard to these.
Well, this telling us is giving us what's
it's
going on.
Totally natural.
And some of
us
can't understand.
Chapter 10.
It's giving us.
Then said the Most High, the Holy and Great One spake.
It's giving us. It's giving us a word from God to Enoch for us, and giving us the knowledge how God operates spirit realm. So when you listen, the book of Enoch, they even put it in the Bible. They didn't want to deal with it because it came over from Egypt. They found it in Egypt. And what they're saying, here's a man that didn't die and walked on with God. So God had favor with Enoch. God had great favor with Enoch. And the favor God had with Enoch made things work out quick, fast, and in a hurry. So God had already.
Uriel to the son of Lamech and said to him, go to Noah and tell him in my name, hide thyself, and reveal to him the end that is approaching, that the whole earth will be destroyed, and a deluge is about to come upon the whole earth and will destroy all that is on it. And now instruct him that he may escape and his seed may be preserved for all the generations of the world. And again the Lord said to Raphael, bind Azazel hand and foot and cast him into the darkness and make an opening in the desert which is in Dudael and cast him therein and place upon him rough and jagged rocks and cover him with darkness, and let him abide there forever, and cover his face that he may not see light. And on the day of the great judgment, he shall be cast into the fire, and heal the earth which the angels have corrupted, and proclaim the healing of the earth, that they may heal the plague, and that all the children of men may not perish through all the secret things that the watchers have disclosed, and have taught their sons. And the whole earth has been corrupted through the works that were taught by Azazel. To him ascribe all sin. And to Gabriel said the Lord, proceed against the bastards and the reprobates, and against the children of fornication, and destroy the children of fornication, and the children of the watchers from amongst men, and cause them to go forth, and send them one against the other, that they may destroy each other in battle. The length of days they shall not have, and no request that they, their fathers, make of thee shall be granted unto their fathers on their behalf. For they hope to live an eternal life, and that each one of them will live 500 years. And the Lord said unto Michael, go, bind Samjaza and his associates who have united themselves with women.
God had Michael and Raphael to go bound those 200 angels that fell. And they had judgment. God had already told Michael and Raphael, fallen angels, because I got a place for them. We had a place for them.
Sons have slain one another, and they have seen the destruction of their beloved ones, bind them fast for 70 generations in the valleys of the earth till the day of their judgment and of their consummation, till the judgment that is forever and ever is consummated. And in those days they shall be led off to the abyss of fire, and to the torment and the prison in which they shall be confined forever. And whosoever shall be condemned and destroyed will from thenceforth be bound together with them to the end of all generations, and destroy all the spirits of the reprobate and the children of the watchers, because they have wronged mankind. Destroy all wrong from the face of the earth, and let every evil work come to an end. And let the plant of righteousness and truth appear, and it shall prove a blessing. The works of righteousness and truth shall be planted in truth and joy forevermore. And then shall all the righteous escape, and shall live till they beget thousands of children. And all the days of their youth and their old age shall they complete in peace. And then shall the whole earth be tilled in righteousness, and shall all be planted with trees, and be full of blessing. And all desirable trees shall be planted on it, and they shall plant vines on it. And the vine which they plant thereon shall yield wine in abundance. And as for all the seed which is sown thereon, each measure of it shall bear 1,000, and each measure of olives shall yield 10 presses of oil. And cleanse thou the earth from all oppression, and from all unrighteousness, and from all sin, and from all godlessness, and all the uncleanness that is wrought upon the earth, destroy from off the earth. And all the children of men shall become righteous, and all nations shall offer adoration and shall praise me, and all shall worship me, and the earth shall be cleansed from all defilement, and from all sin, and from all punishment, and from all torment. And I will never again send them upon it from generation to generation, and forever. Chapter 11. And in those days I will open the store chambers of blessing which are in the heaven, so as to send them down upon the earth over the work and labor of the children of men. And truth and peace shall be associated together throughout all the days of the world, and throughout all the generations of men. Dream vision of Enoch. His intercession for Azazel and the fallen angels, and his announcement to them of their first and final doom. Chapter 12.
No insurance? No problem. But today, and let us do anything to make you smile.
Before these things, Enoch was hidden, and no one of the children of men knew where he was hidden, and where he abode, or what had become of him. And his activities had to do with the watchers, and his days were with the holy ones. And I, Enoch, was blessing the Lord of Majesty and the King of the ages. And lo, the watchers called me Enoch the scribe, and said to me, Enoch, thou scribe of righteousness, go, declare to the watchers of the heaven who have left the high heaven, the holy eternal place, and have defiled themselves with women, and have done as the children of earth do, and have taken unto themselves wives, ye have wrought great destruction on the earth. And ye shall have no peace nor forgiveness of sin. And inasmuch as they delight themselves in their children, the murder of their beloved ones shall they see, and over the destruction of their children shall they lament, and shall make supplication unto eternity. But mercy and peace shall ye not attain. Chapter 13. And Enoch went and said, Azazel, thou shalt have no peace. A severe sentence has gone forth against thee to put thee in bonds, and thou shalt not have toleration nor request granted to thee, because of the unrighteousness which thou hast taught, and because of all the works of godlessness and unrighteousness and sin which thou hast shown to men. Then I went and spoke to them all together, and they were all afraid, and fear and trembling seized them. And they besought me to draw up a petition for them, that they might find forgiveness, and to read their petition in the presence of the Lord of heaven. For from thenceforward they could not speak with him, nor lift up their eyes to heaven for shame of their sins, for which they had been condemned. Then I wrote out their petition and the prayer in regard to their spirits and their deeds individually, and in regard to their requests that they should have forgiveness and length of days. And I went off and sat down at the waters of Dan, in the land of Dan, to the south of the west of Hermon. I read their petition till I fell asleep. And behold, a dream came to me, and visions fell down upon me. And I saw visions of chastisement, and a voice bidding me to tell it to the sons of heaven, and reprimand them. And when I awaked, I came unto them, and they were all sitting gathered together, weeping in Abel's jail, which is between Lebanon and Senesah, with their faces covered. And I recounted before them all the visions which I had seen in sleep. And I began to speak the words of righteousness and to reprimand the heavenly watchers. Chapter 14. The book of the words of righteousness and of the reprimand of the eternal watchers in accordance with the command of the Holy Great One in that vision. I saw in my sleep what I will now say with the tongue of flesh and with the breath of my mouth, which the Great One has given to men to converse therewith and understand with the heart. As he has created and given to man the power of understanding the word of wisdom, so hath he created me also, and given me the power of reprimanding the watchers, the children of heaven. I wrote out your petition, and in my vision it appeared thus, that your petition will not be granted unto you throughout all the days of eternity, and that judgment has been finally passed upon you. Yea, your petition will not be granted unto you. And from henceforth you shall not ascend into heaven unto all eternity. And in bonds of the earth the decree has gone forth to bind you for all the days of the world. And that previously you shall have seen the destruction of your beloved sons, and ye shall have no pleasure in them, but they shall fall before you by the sword. And your petition on their behalf shall not be granted, nor yet on your own, even though you weep and pray and speak all the words contained in the writing which I have written. And the vision was shown to me thus. Behold, in the vision, clouds invited me, and a mist summoned me. And the course of the stars and the lightnings sped and hastened me. And the winds in the vision caused me to fly and lifted me upward, and bore me into heaven. And I went in till I drew nigh to a wall which is built of crystals, and surrounded by tongues of fire. And it began to affright me. And I went into the tongues of fire, and drew nigh to a large house which was built of crystals. And the walls of the house were like tessellated floor made of crystals, and its groundwork was of crystal. Its ceiling which lighted up the stars and the lightnings, and between them were fiery cherubim, and their heaven was clear as water. The flaming fire surrounded the walls, and its portals blazed with fire.
I want to ride my bicycle, I want to ride my bike.
Into that house, and it was hot as fire and cold as ice. There were no delights of life therein. Fear covered me, and trembling got hold upon me, and as I quaked and trembled, I fell on my face.
This is Enoch going up to the different places to get the word from God.
And I beheld a vision, and lo, it was a second house, greater than the former, and the entire portal stood open before me and was built of flames of fire, and in every respect so excelled in splendor and magnificent and extent that its extent, and its floor was of fire, and above it were lightnings and a part of the stars, and its ceiling also was flaming fire. I looked and saw therein a lofty throne. Its appearance was as crystal, and the wheels thereof as the shining sun. And there was the vision of cherubim. And from underneath the throne came streams of flaming fire, so that I could not look thereon. And the great glory sat thereon. And his raiment shone more brightly than the sun, and was whiter than any snow. None of the angels could enter and behold his face by reason of the magnificence and glory, and no flesh could behold him. The flaming fire was round about him, and a great fire stood before him, and none around could draw nigh him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him, yet he needed no counselor. And the most holy ones who were nigh to him did not leave by night from him. And until then I had been prostrate on my face, trembling. And the Lord called me with his own mouth and said to me, "Come hither, Enoch, and hear my word." And one of the holy ones came to me and waked me and made me rise up and approach the door. And I bowed my face downwards. Chapter 15. And he answered and said to me, and I heard his voice, "Fear not, Enoch, thou righteous man and scribe of righteousness. Approach hither and hear my voice. And go say to the watchers of heaven who have sent thee to intercede for them, you should intercede for men and not men for you. Wherefore have ye left the high, holy, and eternal heaven, and lain with women, and defiled yourselves with the daughters of men, and taken to yourselves wives, and done like the children of earth, and begotten giants as your sons? And though ye were holy, spiritual, living the eternal life, you have defiled yourselves with the blood of women, and have begotten children with the blood of flesh. And as the children of men have lusted after flesh and blood, as those also who die and perish. Therefore have I given them wives also, that they might impregnate them and beget children by them, and thus nothing might be wanting to them on earth. But you were formerly spiritual, living the eternal life, and immortal for all generations of the world, and therefore I have not appointed wives for you. For as for the spiritual ones of the heaven, in heaven is their dwelling. And now the giants, who are produced from the spirits and flesh, shall be called evil spirits upon the earth, and on the earth shall be their dwelling. Evil spirits have proceeded from their bodies, because they are born from men, and from the holy watchers is their beginning and primal origin. They shall be evil spirits on earth, and evil spirits shall they be called. As for the spirits of heaven, in heaven shall be their dwelling. But as for the spirits of the earth, which were born upon the earth, on earth shall be their dwelling. And the spirits of the giants afflict, oppress, destroy, attack, do battle, and work destruction on the earth, and cause trouble. They take no food, but nevertheless hunger and thirst, and cause offenses. And these spirits shall rise up against the children of men, and against the women, because they have proceeded from them. Chapter 16. From the days of the slaughter and destruction and death of the giants, from the souls of whose flesh the spirits, having gone forth, shall destroy without incurring judgment. Thus shall they destroy until the day of the consummation, judgment, in which the age shall be consummated over the watchers and the godless, yea, shall be wholly consummated. And now, as to the watchers who sent thee to intercede for them, who had been aforetime in heaven, say to them, you have been in heaven, but all the mysteries had not yet been revealed to you, and you knew worthless ones. And these, in the hardness of your hearts, you've made known to the women. And through these mysteries, women and men work much evil on earth. Say to them, therefore, you have no peace. Enoch's journeys through the earth and Sheol. The first journey. Chapter 17. And they took and brought me to a place in which those who were there were like flaming fire. And when they wished, they appeared as men. And they brought me to the place of darkness, and to a mountain, the point of whose summit reached to heaven. And I saw the places of the luminaries, and the treasuries of the stars, and of the thunder, and in the uttermost depths, where were a fiery bow and arrows, and their quiver, and a fiery sword, and all the lightnings. And they took me to the living waters, and to the fire of the west, which receives every setting of the sun. And I came to a river of fire, in which the fire flows like water and discharges itself into the great.
You're talking about how
John tells the good news. John 1. In the beginning was the one who is called the Word. The Word was with God and was truly God. From the very beginning, the Word was with God. And with this Word, God created all things. Nothing was made without the Word. Everything that was created received its life from Him. And His life gave light to everyone. The light keeps shining in the dark, and darkness has never put it out. God sent a man named John, who came to tell about the light and to lead all people to have faith. John wasn't that light. He came only to tell about the light. The true light that shines on everyone was coming into the world. The Word was in the world, but no one knew Him, though God had made the world with His Word. He came into His own world, but His own nation did not welcome Him. Yet some people accepted Him and put their faith in Him. He gave them the right to be the children of God. They were not God's children by nature or because of any human desires. God Himself was the one who made them His children. The Word became a human being and lived here with us. We saw His true glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. From Him all the kindness and all the truth of God have come down to us. John spoke about Him and shouted, "This is the one I told you would come. He is greater than I am because He was alive before I was born." Because of all that the Son is, we have been given one blessing after another. The law was given by Moses, but Jesus Christ brought us undeserved kindness and truth. No one has ever seen God. The only Son, who is truly God and is closest to the Father, has shown us what God is like. The Jewish leaders in Jerusalem sent priests and temple helpers to ask John who he was. He told them plainly,
"I am not the Messiah."
Then when they asked him if he were Elijah, he said,
"No, I am not."
They asked him if he were the prophet. He also said,
"No."
Finally they said, "Who are you then? We have to give an answer to the ones who sent us. Tell us who you are." John answered in the words of the prophet Isaiah,
"I am only someone shouting in the desert, 'Get the road ready for the Lord.'"
Some Pharisees had also been sent to John. They asked him, "Why are you baptizing people if you are not the Messiah or Elijah or the prophet?" John told them,
"I use water to baptize people, but here with you is someone you don't know. Even though I came first, I am not good enough to untie his sandals."
John said this, baptizing east of the Jordan River in Bethany. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said,
"Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one I told you about when I said, 'Someone else will come. He is greater than I am, because he was alive before I was born. I didn't know who he was, but I came to baptize you with water so that everyone in Israel would see him. I was there and saw the Spirit come down on him like a dove from heaven, and the Spirit stayed on him. Before this, I didn't know who